continue down the list, and I think what I'd like to do, as I look at this, we do have number 8 on our item. This is an action item, and I know I saw Sean in the room, at least I thought I did. Sean, are you ready to go with number 8? So this is the cabin trailer rates for Shade Hill and Angostura through the BOR. Sean, thanks for being with us and being flexible. We'll just have you introduce yourself.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Sean Blanchette, Program Specialist with the Division of Parks and Recreation. Agenda item number 8 this afternoon is our annual adjustment of the cabin and trailer permit fees at Angostura and Shade Hill. I always like to provide a little bit of a refresher of background on these cabins and trailers because it is a bit of a unique situation that we have, and we have some new commissioners since last year's adjustment. We have 32 cabins and trailers, or 32 cabins at Angostura, and then a mix of 47 cabins and trailers at Shade Hill Recreation Area. Those recreation areas are actually on property that are owned by the United States government through the Bureau of Reclamation. And the department manages those lands under the terms of a memorandum of understanding and agreements that we have with them. That allows us to manage all the GPAs that are surrounding those reservoirs, all of our parks infrastructure and parks properties, and part of what we inherited through those agreements was these private exclusive use cabins and trailers that are up there at those locations. So with those agreements, with the Bureau, come some requirements and some stipulations in regards to certain management aspects of those properties. And one in particular in regards to these cabin and trailers are the fees themselves. Federal law, which we are subjected to just by way of this agreement that we have with them, requires us to assess a fair market value fee for the fees, for the permit fees for these cabins. The other thing that is included is there's an index that is generated by the Bureau of Reclamation. It's their construction cost index. That is what the Bureau uses to assess fees and adjust those fees on areas that they directly manage themselves. As the managing partner of this property, they have directed us and stipulated that because that is their policy, this is the index that we will also use to adjust these fees. So we've got kind of a double layer of requirements there that A, requires us to charge fair market value and then use this index as the tool that is used to achieve fair market value on these fees. So one of the questions we get every year is, so if this is required by the Bureau, then why do we come before the Commission? Well, as managing partner, we manage these properties. And that includes everything from issuing the permits to establishing, adjusting, and charging the fees that come along with them. And so because of that, that is a GFP. And as you know, in administrative rule, anything that GFP charges as a fee is subject to Commission approval. So that's the reason that we come here every year, although we have those additional layers of oversight and authority from the Bureau. Now, regarding this index, it is fairly new to us. This is our third year of using this as an adjustment tool. In the past, we've run a couple of different methods. There was an appraisal done back in 2016 that established a five-year rate schedule up through 2021. That established the baseline for these fees, and now the direction is to take that baseline and use this index to adjust it annually. Prior to that appraisal, we were using the Consumer Price Index, which was, you know, I think on average we were just over 2% annually, and that was what was the nexus of that appraisal back in 2016 that the Bureau required. They argued that our fees were significantly undervalued, they were not keeping up with fair market, and so they conducted the appraisal, and that's where we established the new fee structure moving forward. Although we're required, we also recognize that the fluctuations can be pretty significant, and this index can be somewhat volatile. Last year, if you remember, you approved a 11.3% increase, which was, since my tenure here, since 2008, it was the largest individual annual index adjustment that we have seen in this program. The index this year is showing another 17% increase. So over the last 2 years, we are looking at close to a 30% increase in these fees, for the last 2 years. So we recognize that significance, and we want to be able to do a number of things in this proposal, and one of those is to meet our commitments of achieving fair market value, or at least movement towards fair market value, using the index that we are required to use and that, quite frankly, is written into the permits and that we have issued for these sites. But we also want to provide some stability to the index and a level of predictability to our permit holders so that we can avoid these sharp peaks and valleys that come along with this index, so that they understand for a number of years how these are going to be applied and what it is they're going to pay. Because, you know, again, it's new to us, and so we're recognizing some volatility, and it makes sense to us to kind of flatten those rates the best we can, but still achieve that movement towards fair market value and meet our commitments that we have with the Bureau of Reclamation. I would tell you that the Bureau, through our discussions this fall on their directly managed areas, they are charging the 17%. They assessed the 11.3 last year, and they're going to assess the 17% this year. We took a different approach. Again, we want to provide a little bit of stability through an average. They are supportive of our plan, although it doesn't necessarily match the method that they're using this year. But if you look at the document I provided to you, it provides a fee schedule for both Angostura and Shade Hill. And these rates are going to be, they're proposed to be adjusted and fixed for the remainder of the term of each permit. And the reason there's a different number of years is because the five-year permit terms at both sites are different. Angostura expires at the end of 2025, and Shade Hill doesn't expire till the end of 2027. At that time, we will reassess the fees. We'll take a look at an index and probably establish a new baseline, and then propose a new five-year fixed rate for each permit as they come up for renewal. So, in other words, the next time, if approved today, the next time we would be before you would be to propose a five-year rate schedule for Angostura starting in 2026. So we looked at the index average. We looked at a five-year running average. That was 5.4. So what we have proposed is to just fix that adjustment rate over the next, for the remainder of each term. And you can see how that plays out in comparison to today's rates. Now, just for informational purposes, if you look at what the 17% increase would have done just this year, that would have resulted in Angostura going up from 2670 up to 3125 in 1 year, whereas if you look at Shade Hill, the 2335 would have gone up to 2735. So you can see that we're going to achieve that roughly in year three. So we are moving towards that. But again, just it takes away some of that unpredictability and the sticker shock, and it still meets our commitments. So the highlighted rates on that sheet are the ones that are subject to your approval. In 24 through 27 at Shade Hill, and then 24 and 25 at Angostura. So with that, that's the proposal. I think we've struck a pretty good balance with meeting all of our obligations and then providing that predictability for the permit holders. We'd ask for your consideration and approval, but at this time I'd stand by for any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Sean. Any questions on what we have before us? Commissioner White.
Yes, one question. What has the occupancy rate been over the last 3 years, and has the increase had any bearing on that?
Madam Chair, Commissioner White, so these cabin and trailer rates are singularly owned by individuals.
Okay.
And so they are the only ones with rights to occupy them. So it's what we call a private exclusive use. They pay our permit fee in order to have the permission to have their own structures on a piece of public property. So they are the only ones that occupy it. They have certain dates that they can occupy it full time, and then in the off season, I believe it's May through October, they can occupy it 100% of the time, and then those outside months, I believe the permit is 10 days per year that they can occupy it.
Thank you. But you haven't seen any increase or decrease of demand as we've increased the rates a little bit, have you?
Madam Chair, Commissioner White, there has been no increase or decrease. Per Bureau of Reclamation policy, there cannot be an increase. We cannot add to the footprint. I know that their policy is to try to find ways, at least internally in their agency, to look for ways to perhaps reduce that private exclusive use footprint. We haven't seen that in our areas applied, but it won't go up, so to speak.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Commissioner Locken.
Yes, Commissioner Locken here. How are utilities handled, the water, the sewer, the electricity? How's that handled?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Locken, each individual permit holder is responsible for their own utility connections. I know that there are rural water systems and there are electrical utilities, but they are fully responsible for their utility hookups, the cost of use, and any repairs or replacements that are needed.
Thank you.
Sean, real quick, the fees that are collected, who do those go to, GFMP or BOR?
Madam Chair, we manage those areas, and when we collect them, those stay state dollars. The alternative would be if the Bureau charges it, it just kind of goes into the federal treasury black hole, so to speak. We collect those dollars. They're public dollars that we use to turn around and assist us in the funds that we need to help us improve all of our infrastructure, whether it be roads, access areas, boat ramps, day use areas, whatever. It's just another level and layer of revenue that we have to help us improve and maintain our park facilities.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? It looks like there is none. With that, we do need to move on this one. This is an action item, so we would need a motion and a second.
Move to approve.
Move to approve by Commissioner Locken.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Whitmire. All those in favor of approval say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, it is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm looking at our